everybody at the Orange Peel. How you doing tonight? What a great night this is. My name is Joe Kendrick. I'm midday host at WNCW. So glad you came to the Warren Haynes Christmas pre-jam. Very happy to introduce our next act being broadcast live on WNCW. Please put your hands together and give a warm welcome for Cabinet.
How we doing, folks? Nice to be here with y'all. Happy Christmas jam to you. Is this thing in tune?
It's close enough.
Good as a banjo.
so much, folks. Mr. Ron Holloway. Always a great pleasure to be able to play with such a fellow as yourself.
I'm gonna play your bluegrass number here. Like a good hat, I'm worn on the seams are torn in my brim. It's bent, I can't fathom it. I can't stand to sit on my senses. Hey, rich man. It's just a poor man's blues. And I won't bear my shoes. Walk this thin line between love and hate. And heaven's gate, Lord, I feel there comes a time.
there's a heavy rain of falling. Away down in the hollow of a tree, I can hear that blackbird calling. Same to pay for trouble, pay for strife, when you hear that thunder roar. Saying, are you willing to survive? His eyes were raging. He's saying, if you turn your back on me, you better get your boots a-blazing. When you hear the trees wanna creak and moan, you see the leaves are falling. You say you pick up, you're feeding it, ready to run. Well, there ain't no time this morning.
Thank you.
folks. Hey, Asheville. Hey, Pre-Jam. Give it up one more time. Cabinet. Nice new grass here. We like the new grass at WNCW. It's Cabinet with nice guy on the sax, Ron Holloway, a true veteran of the Warren Haynes Christmas Pre-Jam. And we have a few more veterans in the house. Kevin Kinney's got a big old set coming up in a few minutes. He's got a bunch of veterans joining him here on stage, Christmas Jam veterans. Kevin Kinney, of course, of Driving and Crying. They got a great new release we're loving at WNCW. This is live, WNCW. It's 88.7, of course, and WNCW.org. Hello, everyone just discovering us for the first time with our web stream or listen on your smarty phone. This is our 15th time to broadcast the Warren Haynes Christmas Pre-Jam. Started in our little studio, Studio B, in Spindale, North Carolina, at Isothermal Community College 15 years ago. And look at us now. How are y'all feeling tonight? Good. The Christmas Jam is about, you know, two top things that come to mind. Music, of course, and then philanthropy. Warren Haynes, for the past many years, has selected Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity as the recipient of great support for the work you all do by taking part in the Christmas Jam. So you do all deserves a hand. You here tonight and you listening, come into the jam, or maybe you just made a donation to Habitat or the Christmas Jam fund just because you love doing what Warren Haynes and his wife Stephanie supports. I would like to bring on someone on stage if there's if we got a mic that could work, or we'll share a mic. Scott Stetson is the general manager for Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity. Are you here? All right. See that mic works. Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity is one of the many great chapters in the nation, in the world. You've heard of Habitat, of course, from Jimmy Carter and so many others that have worked on it. And Scott, you have been with Asheville Habitat for how long?
About 9.5 years.
9.5 years, and you're the general manager. And, well, every year there's this big event for Habitat, and it's not just... It's not just some money being made. It's a big old event that happens that kind of across the week. Before the Jam, lend a hand. Talk about it.
Well, about 7 years ago, we started something called Before the Jam, Lend a Hand. It's kind of a way for the fans to get involved in kind of a hands-on way. This week, we had about 100 volunteers between the job site and the restore. And, you know, about a couple hours ago, we had Warren out the job site helping raise the wall this year's Christmas Jam house.
Cool.
That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I bet. If someone missed Before the Jam, Lend a Hand, or helping out today with Warren and company, they can help other times, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just go to our website, AshevilleHabitat.org, find out how to volunteer.
And, of course, there's the Restore, which is, where's the Restore exactly?
The Restore's on Meadow Road, right outside of Biltmore Village. You got to come check it out. We sell donated goods to raise money for the building program. Everything from furniture, building supplies. We got a great record store in there, too.
I got a great couch there a few years ago. I love it. It's doing well. So thanks for that. Cool. And, of course, tomorrow night is the big Christmas Jam. Two nights worth of the Christmas Jam. In addition to all the music, there's some walls that are being erected with help from folks to help out Habitat.
Yeah, every time we have a wall-raising ceremony when we start a new house, the first wall that goes up, we ask the volunteers to sign the wall and give a message to the family. So we're going to have a few walls at the U.S. Cellular Center where you can give a dollar, you can sign the wall, and it'll be transported back to our job site and actually put into one of the Habitat houses.
Now, do you have a figure of just how much money the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam these past 25 or whatever years has raised for Asheville Habitat?
The Christmas Jam has raised over $1.3 million for Asheville Habitat.
$1.3 million.
It's huge. It's really, really huge. And, you know, thanks for all the support. You know, we really appreciate Warren and Stephanie, Hardhead Management, WNCW, the Orange Peel, U.S. Cellular Center, and, of course, all the fans that come out, not just in Asheville, but around the world that come to see the Christmas Jam.
Sounds like about 24 families in particular have benefited directly from the Christmas Jam involvement of at Fort Asheville Habitat. 252 families that Buncombe County has been able to serve through you all since 83 or whatever when you started. That's great. That's great, Scott. Now, we got a couple individuals that were relatively recent recipients of the actual homes. Do you want to bring these two distinguished folks on? Who do we have here?
We have Michelle Bevins and Shannon Kaufman.
Folks, Michelle and Shannon here are living in homes that Warren and Steph and others and you all have helped to build. Welcome, guys. Welcome. So Michelle, you've been in your house for about a year and a half. And first, I mean, if you can put it into words, just what was it like for you when you got the call from Habitat that you were about to move into a home?
Really incredible. First of all, I've been seeing all these musicians for so many years and been visiting the Christmas Jam for almost as long as I can remember. And so to actually become the recipient of the Christmas Jam house was unbelievable.
Great. And you've been living there for a year and a half now. Things are going well. What all does it bring you besides a roof over your head?
Gosh, becoming a partner family with Habitat is more than just home ownership, and it's an experience. It's an experience that compares to no other. During my experience, I've gained confidence, I've gained security for my family, my children. I've created a new community around me. I've made new friends, and have new family, and it's incredible.
Cool.
I don't know. There are no words to.
Yeah, it might not be words to describe. Yeah. Michelle Bevins, who's been living in a Habitat home here in Asheville for the past couple years, and when you said family, you pointed to Shannon here. Shannon Kaufman, you've been living in a house as well, and how did you get connected with the whole Asheville Habitat?
Well, I heard about Habitat through Michelle. Our boys were playing basketball together, and she kept encouraging me to apply, and I did, never thinking that I would get the house, let alone a house in her neighborhood and the Christmas Jam house. So,
cool. Yeah. And I know with owning a home and all, you put in a lot of sweat equity into it, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe you've taken some courses. You all get set up with home ownership courses, I think, right?
Yeah, money management courses and home ownership courses, home repair. They really train you up for this.
Cool. Well, congratulations once again to you both.
Thank
Shannon
you.
Kaufman, Michelle
Thank
Bevins.
You.
Thank you so much, Scott Stetson, and everyone that works with the Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity. We are blessed to have great nonprofits like this in the Asheville area here throughout Western North Carolina. I'm Martin Anderson with WNCW. We got good music on the way coming up. Kevin Kinney is in the house. Thank you all for being here in the house for the 15th annual Warren Hayden Christmas Pre-Jam. To everyone listening online or on the radio, thanks for tuning in. And hey, if you're a fan of WNCW, you're a listener, you probably know about our top 100 countdown we're getting ready to do. The deadline to enter in your top 10 is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. The website, WNCW.org, has all the details. We love playing to the music that you're going to be hearing here tonight. Like Government Mule, they got a new release, Shout, and Greg Allman shows up on all sorts of cool records. He's showing up with a mule. Coming up, Kevin Kinney, and we've also got the Artemis Pyle Band. Stick around. It is the 15th annual Warren Haynes Christmas Pre-Jam here on WNCW Spindale, WSIF Wilkesboro. Thank you.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be here with the answer to the prayers that you've made through the year. You'll get yours if you've done everything you should. Extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever.